It's your boy Enigma September, and you are now listening to the Enigma Self Hour. Clap, 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 clap it up for yourselves. You made it to another week, and it's appreciated. Shouts out to any and everybody that's listening to your boy, listening to the sound of my voice. Also, shouts out to my YouTube viewers out there. What's up? What's good? I know your boy looking sleepy. Look here. It be long days, man. I didn't learn how to take naps during the week, or during the day, rather. But I don't. So I don't look as bushy-eyed as I would like. Just know, I'm going to start off. I'm definitely, I got to get some shades. Don't judge me if I get shades. That's all I'm saying. Don't judge me. Anyway, welcome back. This is episode 44 of the Enigma Self Hour. The podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. So big shouts out to my man Joe Ward, my man Patrick Irvine. Appreciate you guys for giving me the opportunity. So we are here. No matter how you listen to the podcast, we're here. So thanks for you for supporting us. And you know, love goes around and around. First, I want to start off by saying, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, I had a guest. We had promoted it a bit. You know what I'm saying, my man Rico Dreams had a schedule conflict, so he was not able to make it. You know what I'm saying? So we'll just make another date for that. Shout out to him. He's a busy man. I understand. That's why I tried to get him on the podcast if he's doing his thing. So it didn't work out. So guess what? Yeah. You got a whole hour of this guy. No breaks, no interruptions, none of that. Just I take a sip out of this cup. I make sure my throat stays moist. Moist. Okay, keep that thing moist. Boy! Look at that thing. Anyway, before I get into, you know what I'm saying, the what's nots, whatever, I want to definitely go ahead. Before I forget, give a big happy birthday to the Purple One himself, Prince, or those that want to act like they know his old name, which I forgot. Was it Prince Rogers or some crap? Nelson something? Roger Prince Nelson? Whatever. Y'all know him, so it's Prince. His birthday today, he would have been 61 had he still been here, so big up to him, his music. I was vibing. Matter of fact, on Tidal, they dropped a new album. Prince, The Originals? I believe it's titled The Originals, where all of the songs that he wrote for other people, it's the original version of him singing it. So nothing compares to you, Manic Monday, which I like, which is interesting. Yeah, one song. Hey, look, I'm not the biggest Prince fan. So, DJ A to the L, if you're listening, shut up. But yeah, there's some song he apparently wrote for Kenny Rogers. Really soulful. And Prince was like really on his Peebo Bryson bag. that's the feeling I got. He was kind of like some really, you know, 80s R&B chip, which was unusual for me. Even though I know Prince could go and do anything because he was a genius. But yeah, so if you're interested, you can check that out. Happy birthday to him. All the 1958 babies, including my daddy. But get back into the thing, man. YouTube viewers, yo, if you're watching right now, remember, hit that like, drop that comment, you know what I'm saying? Share, and most importantly, hit that subscribe button, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, hit that subscribe, ring that bell, ding! So whenever I go live, you already know what's popping, and you got to worry about me sending annoying alerts out into the public. Also, too, if you know I'm going live, you can interact with the podcast, the live podcast, by leaving comments in the chat room, and I'll read them, and you can be part of the podcast. Voila! Now, my podcast listeners, if you want to check out the live stream of the Enigma Self Hour, it's on YouTube. Just search Enigma Self, or you can go directly at www.youtube.com/EnigmaSelf929. 7. Just put that in, direct link to the podcast. You can either watch it live. If you miss it live, you can, it's always, always post a recording of the live version. And you get little extra snippets, because not everything I post on the live is on the podcast, and everything that's on the podcast is on the live. So make sure you do that. Also, too, while you're on YouTube, man, make sure to check out my man Big Low at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. Check out his L Coffee blog. He dropped one. I think he dropped it every Wednesday. I think it's every Wednesday or Thursday. I think it's a Wednesday. And I think he, what did he talk about? I forgot. It was interesting. It's always interesting. that's why I endorse it. He ain't paying me for this. He ain't hitting me up like, yo, E, talk about my, because he got more subscribers than I do. You don't need my help. But my man really give good information in regards to hip hop, regards to independent hip hop, which is, you know what I'm saying, also what I'm trying to promote. So, you know what I'm saying, that's my bro, Libras. What's up? Libras up, L's up. So, yeah, man, y'all check out the L Coffee blog, man. And it's really dope, too, because it's not live like mine. So you get everything. Y'all get everything with this. I don't edit this for the most part unless, you know, the video cuts off and I have to do another one. I have to paste it together like I had to do last week. But, no, you get everything, all the mess ups, all the goofs ups, all of that. He has on the other end is edited, which is pretty cool because it's like all choppy and stuff. So you can tell we had his little edit points. So it's pretty dope, man. Besides like my man Big Low, he's doing it for real. Now to my YouTube. Again, this is a podcast, so you can check this out, check the audio out. So check out the 45, this episode and the other past 45 episodes at the Nick Myself Hour at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Now, Big Low, because he edits his, he will have a link going across here so you can read it. And I'm doing it live, so I can't do that. But again, shout out to Big Low. As well as if you go to Apple Podcasts, you know, you're getting rid of iTunes, so oops, sucks to be you and other music you collected. Yeah, what you gonna do about that? Anyway, you go to Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, or any other type of podcast holder. I usually go to Google Podcast, search The Enigma Self Hour, or search Freedom Train Presents The Enigma Self Hour, which that's the official title, and she'll populate. Also, too, when you do that, again, to my podcast listeners listening to the podcast, you podcast listeners, hit that subscribe button. My YouTube, once you go and find it, again, hit the subscribe. Now, I mean, so hit that subscribe so you know what's popping. And if you just join, you ain't got to do no guesswork. Now, granted, again, I do the live every Friday at 10:30 p.m. on YouTube. And the podcast usually drops every Monday, sometime around Monday afternoon. But again, if you hit the subscribe, you'll get that automatically, and I won't have to tell you. You don't have to do no guesswork. Boom, it just hit your phone just like that. So, yeah, so we're going to get into the first track, man. Like I said, it's going to be just me, so I have a lot of time to talk about a lot of stuff. Granted, there is a lot of stuff to talk about, so it should be fun. But I'm going to get into this first track. It's my girl Springtime with Nightmare on The Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby? Trapped in the dark, but not afraid, because I'm with you. We create a fire, baby, I know we can light it up. What you wanna do? There ain't no light in here, nothing but black and fear. But I don't care. I don't care, no. That was Springtime with Nightmare, the single she put out some years ago. But like I told you guys last week, she did put out a new album, Solid, which is now available on all your streaming apps. So you guys make sure to check that out. Actually, I checked it out, and man, it is a dope project. Quality is definitely there, top notch. You know, you won't be listening to it and thinking, "Oh man, this is a independent album or a local." No, it sounds like a really dope, like mainstream. Not mainstream. I mean, it's neo soulish, but the sound quality is there. You're not gonna sit there and think that she recorded this in some basement. I don't think she recorded in the basement anyway, but it definitely doesn't sound that way. Top-notch quality. She can sing, of course. So I'm going to double down on the endorsement. Make sure you check it out. Solid Springtime. As soon as you're done with the podcast, go to wherever you stream your music from. Or you want to download on iTunes before they get rid of it. Suckers! Before they get rid of it, man, y'all check it out. I can't even say I got a favorite project. I mean, favorite song on there, because everything is banging, but I guess if anything sticks out, Accountability, that's the song she has the video for. Shout out to Dosa and Facey and everybody else in the video. But yeah, you can check out that project, man. It's dope. So I definitely endorse Lil Sis and her doing that thing. Also, too, I was late to the party. I told you guys last week that my man Never Will Stop Deuce was dropping the mixtape, Larry OG. Matter of fact, when he was on the podcast, he told you guys he was dropping it. He dropped it June 1st. I didn't get around to listening until today, but man, yo, let me tell you, that nigga spitting straight up. Not even on some, like, he got flows. He always had, I knew he had flow, you know what I'm saying? He got charisma. Of course, it's more of a newer style of rap, so it's that. Make it again, right? You know, whatever. Just to give y'all heads up, just in case you old heads thinking I'm talking about he's spitting and thinking he's doing a boom bap. It's not boom bap, but as far as his lyrics go, as far as that boy spitting, he's spitting. Like, he's saying some shit. Just gotta listen, pay attention. You going too fast? Maybe slow up. But man, dope project. You know, I think he got maybe 8 or 9 songs, so it's not too long, but it's not too short. Yeah, he killed it. He got King Red on there. Of course, King Red was on the podcast. So, yeah, man, again, local artists. You don't have to – I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all don't got to search, man. Y'all be out here, man, game week. Either you old and you just tired and you just fixated on what you want to listen to, which is cool. That's what it is. If you ain't trying to listen to nothing past 2002, all right, bet, cool. But if you're trying to, you know, if you like music, not saying you gotta be a music expert, but if you just, you want to hear something dope, man, trust me, man, if you live in Tallahassee, there's dope music from people that live in the city, and just any locale, I'm pretty sure there's dope artists, you know what I'm saying, in your city. If you don't live in Tallahassee, if you live wherever, So you just got to search them out, man. You know what I'm saying? Look for a hashtag. Hashtag your city on IG. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag your city in hip-hop or your city in rap or your city in soul. Whatever the case may be. And you know what I'm saying? Discover good music. Independent music. And it's dope because a lot of people are entrepreneurs. They're trying to get their money up. And you can support them. Now, in regards to people trying to get their money up and supporting local artists, keep that in mind because we got some things to discuss later on in the podcast. Boy, oh God. Anyway, so that's all I got for local stuff. Again, June 29th, your boy is going to be hosting Hip Hop Showcase. Shout out to Dr. Lisa. What's good? So y'all get prepared for that. Shout out to my girl Stephanie. She said she already got the alert in her phone to remind her because she asked me about, you know what I'm saying, local artists or whatever. So, yeah, do that. Put it in your phone. Find your calendar. Hip Hop Showcase, June 29th, The Junction. Don't have a time yet, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be around 9 p.m. So, you know, and also, too, just follow me on IG, Enigma Self, Twitter, Enigma Self 9, Facebook, Enigma Self or Enigma Self 9. I'll keep you posted, man. So, at the very least, follow me on Twitter, Enigma Self 9. Let me know what's up. Yerp, hit me with the yerp. You know what I mean? Know what I mean? So, and it should be super easy, barely an inconvenience to follow me, for real. Now follow back. If you holler at me, I follow back. Now, if you just add me and don't say shit, I don't know if you're a bot, but yo, be like, yo, Enigma, I watched the podcast, what's good? Click, click, got you. You know what I'm saying? So let's keep that up, fam. Famo, your wife, man. We the North. Nah, nigga. Nah. Anyway, matter of fact, if somebody watching this live, let me know what the score is. I didn't know they were playing. I didn't know the game was today. I thought they had a game like yesterday. This game today, like they going too fast for me. I can't keep up. You're shout out to my man Big Low. Shout out to my man Big Low Support. He shared the thing on Facebook and showed up on my phone. See, interactive. Let me get into the news. I'm rambling. Big Crit, you're the Silk. He releasing a new album. Crit is here. You releasing it next month. Shout out to my girl Stephanie again. I think she said it's going to be the day after her birthday. So July something, maybe 16th. Do I know Stephanie's birthday? No. Why? Because she's a Cancer. I try to avoid y'all. Anyway, I'm lying. That's the homie. Because she's going to be in Colorado watching Common on stage. We're all jealous. But, yeah, so Crit dropping that the day after her birthday. So, yeah, if you like Crit, be excited, get excited. 2019, I told y'all, if you go back to the year-end joint, I told y'all 2019 was going to be like a transitional year. Because 2018 was too big. So much stuff was dropping. This year, it's been kind of, you know, easy going. You got a couple of big things popping, but we haven't been hit upside the head like we were last year. Last year, we were just getting banged upside the head. Like, boom, 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 boom. Like, all this stuff was just dropping back to back to back. This year, we got a couple of projects, you know what I'm saying, has been doing their thing or whatever, but nothing that just kind of defined the year outside of Old Town Road, which, yo, I'm going to tell y'all this. Y'all can judge me if you want. I don't care. I did it. For the culture, or for Lil Nas X, if he is the culture. But yeah, I went in. I bought some Wrangler, jeans. So I believe it was Wednesday. I had Wrangler on my booty. I had Wrangler on my. You can check my Twitter. I confirmed it on Twitter. You can check my Twitter at EnigmaSelp9. Yeah. Judge your mammy. Oh, let me get my Chris Evans on. Judge your mammy. All right. So, if you've seen the Chris Evans meme, City Girl, the City Girl version of Chris Evans, all that man wanted to do was not be Captain America no more, and they turned him into a ratchet. And it's the greatest thing on the internet so far this week. But yeah, I brought some Wranglers, man. I mean, to be fair, I got Levi's. I put that in the song. Rocking my polo and my Levi's, so, you know, 501, whatever. Don't judge me. It was just convenient. It was super easy, barely an inconvenience. You just picked it up. I actually went in to get some khakis, because I need some khakis, because I messed up all my khakis, and I really need some khakis, even though Tyler Durden said, fuck your khakis. But so I went to go buy some khakis, and there weren't any khakis. So I picked up some Wranglers and headed down that old time road that was Gulf Monroe back home, and wore the Wranglers to work. Had Wranglers on my booty, but no lean on my bladder. This isn't lean at all. It's not lean. I don't drink lean. Anyway, yo, what else we got? So we got time to burn, time to burn. Also, too, speaking of projects, I was saying, you know, Old Time on the project really had, we had, Old Time Road is the song of the year so far. Rather, if you love it or hate it, either way, if you love it or hate it, it's because it's the song of the year. But speaking of somebody who wanted a song of the year, couldn't even get a song of the week, or at least album of the week, DJ Khaled came in at number 2 on the Billboard charts. He fell behind on he lost the top spot to Tyler, the Creator's Igor album. Look, man, first of all, I told y'all before last year, Billboard is trash. So DJ Khaled, you should have known that. We the best? Not now, nigga. Oops, too bad. You lost. Take the L, nigga. But apparently, Khaled got a little pissy. He was a little salty. You know what I'm saying? Salt Bae. He was a little salty because apparently, according to Hip Hop DX, he had these bundles, and the bundles were disqualified by Billboard because they trashed. And so it was like 100,000 like downloads, digital downloads that weren't counted. So because he didn't get those 100,000, Tyler got the top spot. Hey, worse for me, the Tyler album is a better album anyway. So fuck it. You mad, Khaled? You the father of you mad? Looks like you salty. They don't want us to win. You don't want Tyler to win, bro? He made a better album than you. He deserves the top spot. Shut up. Relax, fat boy. So yeah, man. Speaking of speaking of new artists. Speaking of artists on the come up, shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. Now granted, I told you guys when she dropped the project, what was that, a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago. And I thought it was dope. I was like, it's a dope project. She's like a super city girl, but super in like, not in the bad way, if you think it's a bad way, but super in that everything they encompass, she did it like 100 times more and better. But I said, like, I need more from her to really be invested. And she hasn't dropped a new project. You know, Big Old Freak is still, you know what I'm saying, her big song right now. She performed at the Summer Jam. At the Summer Jam. The fuck? Right, I said the Summer Jam. It's late. It's almost 11 o'clock. Chill out. I mean, it should be super easy, barely an inconvenience to say Summer Jam, but no. Yeah. So regardless, she did a pull-up episode with Joe Budden, and she also did an interview at Hot 97, of course, because she did Summer Jam. You got to give the obligatory interview. Ebro is a perv. I guess he's taking the whole he fucked Nicki Minaj thing. I think he can get on all these little female rappers. I don't think Megan having it. He just looked like a pervert. The girl was born in 95. My nigga, I'm pretty sure Ebro is like my age, at least. He got as much gray hair as I do, if not more. Dog, why are you trying to fuck up on a 24-year-old, my nigga? Relax. You asking about porn and shit? What? Huh? Like, ain't gonna front. Even Joe Budden, did I say Joe Biden early? That'd be funny if I did. Even Joe Budden interview was kind of like awkward. You know what I'm saying? Like, my main thing is this girl lost her mama a couple months ago. Y'all, I don't know if her publicist say don't ask about that, but I mean, she talked about her moms freely. But I'm like, y'all can't be a little bit more sensitive knowing that she having all the success but still dealing with, you know what I'm saying, the passing of her number one supporter, the person that's been down for it, the person why she even rap in the first place, the reason why she raps in the first place, who's a rapper herself. Asking about porn, my nigga. Anyway, but shout out to Megan Thee Stallion, man. Like, listen to her interactions, man, the interviews she's been doing lately. Garnered my respect. And looking at the comments and some of the videos, I think it's been more of a general consensus of those that may have tried to write her off as one of the little dolls or one of the ratchet female rappers. Nah, man. She got a lot of sense. She knows what she's doing. And also, too, she confirmed what I think Chachi was trying to tell me in regards to the last project, that was like she got these different personalities, and so each project is kind of like a reflection of a different personality, which is super dope. I'm all with concepts. So, yeah. So, salute, man. I'm vested now. I'm vested. I want to see what she's coming with. So, when she drop a project, I'm going to be looking. So, shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. Keep doing your thing, youngin', as if she's listening. Yo, Megan Thee Stallion listen to my podcast. Yo, I'm out of here. But anyway, speaking of old niggas, what we got? We got T.I. T.I. out here tripping. Shout out to the September Libras. Apparently, he wanted to cancel TMZ, as if TMZ shouldn't have been canceled like 10 years ago. You want to cancel TMZ because apparently they posted a medical or an autopsy, a toxicology report of his sister Precious, who passed away a couple of months ago. And in the report, there was it was reported that she had cocaine in her system, which may have contributed to her death because she had high blood pressure. But in the article that was on Hip Hop DX, she apparently had like a whole bunch of other stuff that was going on. She had diabetes. She had been in a car accident, which kind of led to her passing or whatever. So it's just a lot of stuff that contributed to it. So it's pretty, you can assume that it wasn't just the cocaine. But they decided to highlight that, and T.I. was pissed off. They did go back and not retract, but they kind of like made like a new article. So maybe T.I. got that pressure, put that pressure on him. Who knows? Of course, me doing the podcast, I'm part of the media. So on one end, I'm not for the media to back down just because somebody pissed off. You got to say, speak your piece. And if you're doing what's righteous, then it is what it is. But on the flip side, when you get down to TMZ, they already been on the bullshit in the first place. Like I said, it should have been canceled damn near 10 years ago. All right, you got the Mike Jackson thing correct. Whoop-de-doo, you've been trash ever since. Whatever. But because it's sensationalism. I don't get with that. I don't get with the yellow journalism. I don't get with, you know, doing shit for clickbait. Trying to get on, you know what I'm saying? If anything, someone like myself who don't have an organization, who's just trying to get on, it makes sense for me to do something like that, to try to get on, to try to get numbers, because I don't have numbers. But if you already established, what you with the bullshit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get your act together, do real journalism, because you already established. You got a name. TMZ is a brand. Why continue to do the trash? You know what I'm saying? So I'm with T.I. with that one, man. Ain't with banning media, but I avoid TMZ anyway. Y'all don't see me really reporting stuff about from TMZ, so screw it. Even Hip Hop BX, you know, I'm getting some of the news from them. they clearly on 50 Cent's dick. They eating that dick. Pause. I don't get it. But speaking of 50 Cent, apparently there was a recording of him had a confrontation with an aspiring rapper. You know what I'm saying? Buddy pulled up. I guess was trying to get on. 50 was like, "Hey, bro, I ain't got time." And my mans was like, "Yo, just check my IG. Check my IG, bro." Now, on one end, my thing is this. What the world? I hope not. On one end, my thing is I don't condone, you know what I'm saying, rappers pulling up on celebrities or anybody pulling up on celebrities. I know for me, I don't pull up on celebrities like that. I've taken a few pictures. You can check my IG. Probably way, way back. And really, the pictures I have gotten with celebrities was really because of my man, Stess. Shout out to my man, Stess, the MC. You know what I'm saying? He encouraged me, yo, you know what I'm saying, get a picture, whatever. Just as a stamp in time, if you will, time stamp. But on the flip side, like, I don't really try to pull up on artists. I remember one time I pulled up on Kanye. Back in like 04. My man's was tired. He gave me his time or whatever. He didn't need to, and I appreciate him for that. But yeah, he was tired, man. It's like they regular people. You know, they not obliged to you. Like, you brought a CD, you brought a movie, you know, you brought a merchandise, whatever. They not obliged. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if you at work. Imagine you going to Chili's, you know what I'm saying, with your girl, and somebody pull up and talking about work. Imagine you work in a call center, selling knives for Vector. Yeah, Vector's still out here, bullshitting. Imagine you selling knives for Vector. Somebody pull up on you. "Hey, man, my knives wasn't as sharp as they said it was gonna be." You like, "My nigga, I'm with my girl. We about to eat some 2 for $20 because I ain't making that much money. Because you ain't buying shit. You ain't buying knives. You got time for your dull knives? What you coming to me for?" Or imagine they come to you like, "Hey, man, can you put me on? Bro, I just work there. I'm not a manager. I don't hire nobody. I just work there. What you? I'm trying to get 2 for $20, bro. Relax." So that's how it is when you pull up on celebrities. Like, man, yeah, I want attention when I want attention. But when I don't want attention, like, I'm done. Like, relax. But on the flip side, I do understand the other end as far as the artist, because, you know, you listen to these motivational speakers, you listen to these people that say, "Hey, look, you got to shoot your shot. You know, whenever you got a shot, take it." My man's probably saw it. He probably knew what 50 was going to be. He was probably like, "Yo, this is a $1 million shot. If I fail, all right, cool. I got it on tape, put it on IG. At least get my face out there. But if I win, let's say 50 is receptive. Let's say he down with it. Who knows? Well, I want to be signed to 50. Looking at everybody here on sign and where they at now. Yeah, I'm straight. But my man, he saw it as a $1 million opportunity. He took it. I don't see nothing wrong with that. So I can see both ends. As far as I'm about to scrap, I don't know what the hell is up with that. But 50, why you by yourself, my nigga? I know you want to be tough, but nigga, you still 50 Cent. You should have somebody like pull up like, "Hey, my nigga." But also, too, it kind of made me think about the whole 50 Cent get money shit, and not the song, but his whole idea of trying to collect debt. Like, my nigga, weren't you just in bankruptcy court like 3 years ago telling the judge you ain't as rich as you proclaim to be on social media because you ain't got no money or whatever, but you got to keep a status, but now you want to come out here and put niggas on blast? Fuck out of here, bro. Like, you look dumb. Are you dumb? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you pressing niggas for money when you had the goddamn courts pressing you for money? You was crying. You had the crocodile tears in your eyes. You know what I mean? Fuck out of here. Press niggas. You know what I mean? Nigga, if you ain't, you got to be like me. If I ain't got it, I ain't giving it to you. If I got it, you don't pay it back, I just take it as an L. Now, granted, moving forward, you come to me, yay, man. Your boss, psych, nope, ain't going to happen. Fool me twice, shame on me, my nigga. Nah, it ain't going to pop off like that. But I ain't gonna go on social media and try to put niggas on blast, nigga, for what? You ain't rich, nigga? You ain't got money? You that pressed? You know what I'm saying? Pull up on them niggas then. Then you know where they at. Shit, one of them work for them. Pull up on them niggas. But you want to clown niggas. All right, bro. Anyway, we can get to this next track, man. What we got? What we got in the docket? What y'all want to hear? What y'all want to hear? Matter of fact, yeah. Yo, podcast, YouTube. Yo, if y'all want to hear something, man, let your boy know. You got an artist. You think the artist is dope? You know what I'm saying? Let me know what's good. Straight up. But, yeah, we're going to go ahead and get into this next track and see what's good. Hold up. Yeah, we're going, man, this is Black Tarzan featuring my man. Man, Black Tarzan featuring Tarif Knockout with Back Around on the Nick What's Up Hour. You got time, baby.
I done learned my lesson. Hey. Problem solved, don't stress it. Supersize my efforts. Hey. Simplify my message. Do it right the first time. So when the dividends come back around, it's a plus sign. We gotta weed out the good from the bad, the support from the non, so rhythm is a must now. Don't believe in my dreams. Don't ask for too much. Just share and play when you see it. Gotta shake you off. Cause you're talking about you know me. But you don't come to my shows, no, not even when they free. Don't roll around with ideas on me. You can hop on this bandwagon, just bring the homies. We gon' keep it rolling, all that work and no sleep. But you can't come to the studio unless you OG. Hey. Got a son, I'm trying to teach how to make money off real estate. Hey. I'm a Florida boy and I real, cause I'm trying to be the realest in my state. Hey. Put on a mouth, hey. Shout out y'all Kodak, hey. If you put the work in, you'll see it on the back end, hey. Just know that, hey. It goes on and on and on. What you put in comes back around. And on and on and on. Everything always circle around. Took my frowns, turned them upside down. They say I'm the man now, moved out my mama house. Yeah, no more Rick James stepping on her couch. Thanks for the times you put that money in my bank account. I've always dreamed big, couldn't measure amounts. So if I boarded planes or hopped off that Greyhound, I kept the faith of a mustard seed. No ounce of hate in me could never stop, was meant to be. Look, I made it on TV, blogs in the magazines, autographs, signed CDs, fans taking pics of me. I could go on and on. Took a chance at this luxury that I built through passion. No Disney World, but the feeling's magic. Funny thing is about rapping, if you trying to make it big, you either got it or you don't. That's just the music biz. That's the way love goes. These haters at my front porch can't see them through my peephole. They'll never slow my tempo. This show goes on. It goes on and on and on. What you put in comes back around.
Tarif Knockout.
And on and on and on. Everything always circle around. We on, we on, we on. Everything we did came back around. We on, we on, we on. Now I'm never turning back around.
Yerp, we back. This is your boy Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour. That was Back Around, my man Tarif Knockout, and my man Black Tarzan. Actually, let's see. Trying to check on something. So you guys be patient with your boy. But yeah, man. Again, like I said, we had an artist that was on the show. Didn't pop off or whatever. But it's all good because we are still kicking it. We're still here. So I'm glad you guys can check it. Now, I want to get into this one story, which I thought was, you know what I'm saying, mad crazy or whatever. Oh yeah, I apologize. I'm trying to get to something. Try to see what's good. And it looked like I lost it. I'm just gonna deal with it. Anyway, it's all good. Yo, so funny story, you guys may have heard about it if you watched The Breakfast Club. That's what it is. Now, of course, if you listen to The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne the God usually have the donkey of the day. And apparently this week is donkey of the day. Oh, no. Well, not this week. Of course it was this week. This past, I think it was Thursday. Wasn't today. Wasn't Friday. He had a story in regards to Yeah, donkey of the day, like he normally does. Donkey of the day of a guy out of Baltimore. The guy went by the name of Chad Focus. Okay, not to be confused with our local Chad Rhymes. So definitely don't get it confused with that. And I was kind of afraid I was going to say Chad Rhymes while I talk about this story, so I just want to clarify that I am not talking about our Chad Rhymes. Guy named Chad Focus, also known as Chad Arrington, did I say his name right? So my man's coming out of Baltimore, was known as an underground rapper, barely. P.O.P. hold it down. So my man was out there trying to be a rapper. But it turns out that he was caught up and the feds got him. I guess he may be in custody right now. I'm not sure. But he was accused of taking his company, the company that he worked for, not his company, but the company that he worked for, some internet company. I think they did like a, apparently he was a search engine somebody analyst. Is analyzer even a word? Like, I don't know. So anyway, apparently he was a search something analyst. So whatever he did, it gave him access to the company's American Express card. And so he took the card, and over the course of 3.5 years, from 2015 until 2018, maybe even into 2019, he used the card to finance his hip-hop aspirations. So to the American Express card and decided he wanted to become a rapper. Now, of course, I went and go do some research because I was like, yo, is this real? Is this legal? Can they do this? So I searched them on Tidal because, of course, that's why I listen to my music. And, yeah, so one of the songs that came up was a song that he had with Tallahassee's own T-Pain, a song called Dance With Me, right? So I was like, hey, yo. Like, this man was legit. Like, it's a legit story. So I mean, just ain't pulling our leg, coming up with some bullshit. Because I really think they come up with bullshit sometimes on that show. That show is washed, but that's just me. Anyway, so again, according to reports, he ran up a bill $4.1 million from 2015 to 2018. And you can find his videos on YouTube. Most of the postings on YouTube. Now, the videos I found usually start posting around 2017. I couldn't find anything prior to 2017. And he didn't just have, like, rap videos. Like, he also had business, entrepreneurial videos where it's like he went to some resort in Mexico and there was some, it's like one of the, like, finance gurus that tell you how to get rich. Yeah, Now, granted, he wasn't the guru. He was there to learn. I don't know if they taught him how to scam, because most of those are scams anyway. But yeah, so he had a video of him going, like, visiting that and being on a boat with all these other people who are probably guppies. He's probably just looking for his next hit. He also had a video that was like MTV style, where they followed him into his crib. They showed like his son and his nephew and his mom, and he's going to the kitchen and the room, different bedrooms, and then shows like his in-house studio. But it wasn't a house. He was like in a duplex or whatever. But yeah, so he had that. And he also, even not only did he have those type of videos, and he had music videos, of course, but then he also had like gamer reaction videos. Like, he was like saying like, hey, this is the Xbox One. Hey, this is the new PlayStation. I think this. So yeah, he was really, really taking advantage of his American Express card. $4.1 million. Bro, $4.1. Also, too, according to Charlamagne and other reports, he used the card to buy views and buy followers and comments. And again, if you go to, this is way more interesting to me. If you go to his videos, again, name is Chad Focus. And it's spelled Chad, C-H-A-D, Focus, like the car, F-O-C-U-U-S. If you go to all the, now granted, because of Charlamagne, he has a ton of new real comments from like 2 days ago. This is Friday, June 7th. So if you go wherever you're listening to, however long this is posted, you should see the dates of the newer comments. But then all of the other comments from like a year ago, yo, it's like the wildest shit, yo. Like, like some of them, most of it is in Spanish. At least half of it is in Spanish. There's a few Arabic languages. And the other, even if they're in English, like they're like nonsensical. Like, it's like, this video is tight. Yeah. Also, too, it's like rap music in America is great. I was like, wait, what? Like, I'm doing, like, it was one comment. It was just like they were self-aware of what they were doing. It was like, I'm making this comment because I made this comment. I'm like, what? So it made me think, like, when it gets down to these people that that pay for or that sell comments and sell followers, like they probably actually have, like they probably pay people to go and make comments on like these random videos. Like, imagine getting paid to just make comments. That's it. And I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Like, yo, we'll give you, you know what I'm saying, $20 a day if you go tag like 50 videos. Like, that's, I'm thinking that's really a business plan somewhere. Cause that's what it looked like. So it's just like these random people, you know, like the half of them was in Spanish. Yeah, it was, man, it was crazy. It was crazy. But again, like I said, if you go check it out prior to today or yesterday rather, now, you know, you'll see those comments. But then most of them is people clowning him from being a scam artist or whatever. Probably the most cringeworthy thing was he had a behind-the-scenes video of the video for Dance With Me. Now, I didn't watch the Dance With Me video. I highly doubt that T-Pain was in the video. I'm pretty sure he just paid T-Pain whatever the going rate to have T-Pain on your project, which, I mean, man, was... Yeah, $4.1 million to his disposal. So ain't no telling what, how much you paid Payne. As long as the check cleared, huh, Payne? Fahim. But anyway, but he had a behind-the-scenes video of the Dance With Me video. And all I could think about is just how much money he spent that was not his own. He had barbers, he had dancers, he had people that was dancing in the video and people that were instructing the dancers. He had a director, he had a producer. He had the producer of the song flown in to be in the video. He had hairstylists. He had, like, drummers. Like, all these people. It wasn't just, like, it was a real production. Like, he was in a production, building. They was, like, in a building where they had places where they can go get their hair cut, get their hair done. He had food. Then he moved from, like, the studio and then moved to another room where he had, like, strippers and he was throwing money up. How you get money by using a credit card, I don't know. I've never had a credit card before, so I don't know these things. But it was just interesting to see him doing all of this. And this was, like, I think the song was posted in late 2018, so it was probably before everything was about to crash down on him. But, yeah, it was crazy. But my thing is this, with looking at that, man, especially to all the artists, all the aspiring artists, man, it's just a lesson in not believing the hype. I know you see people and you like, yo, I wonder how they did this. I wonder how they did that. You know what I mean? You may speculate, you may guess, and you may feel down on yourself. I know I have at times. You know, I'm just like, yo, like, how they did this? Like, where they get that money from? You know, how they get money to do this? How they get money to do that? Bro, sometimes, it's a scam, bro. You know what I'm saying? And especially when you think about just the popularity of, like I said, Megan Thee Stallion, not saying that she's a scammer. But you say the City Girls, who JT is literally in prison right now for being a scammer. I mean, you look at these type of things or whatever, you want, like, yo, how this person get on, how this person got on. A lot of times, man, yeah, it be scams, schemes, all that stuff. Like, a lot of these rappers, that's a lot of these street rappers, if they ain't put the money up through being in these streets, they probably being financed by somebody that's in these streets, and they just trying to clean the money. So they're like, yo, let me put this money behind this little rapper, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, blow him up, and that is, I can get money clean way. You know, you had Ja Rule and Irv Gotti on the Breakfast Club this week or whatever. I wasn't getting to that. That was a whole other thing. Ja Rule has no self-awareness. He's smart, but no self-awareness. But regardless, they had Dude Supreme, a Supreme team, one of the biggest gangsters out of Queens. You know what I'm saying? Like, tried to launder money through Murder, Inc. You know what I'm saying? That's why the feds went after Irv Gotti. Now, granted, he beat him, which was amazing because nobody, hardly anybody, the feds win 90% of the time. So Irv Gotti is in that 10% of whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, again, gangsters. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z notorious, being a billionaire. He billionaire status now. But he's notorious about losing, what, 91 packs, 91 kilos or some crap. I don't know the story. But, yeah, street money, big street money. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these cats either scheming, or, you know what I'm saying, like, they get money not legally for the most part. I ain't saying everybody like that, but, you know, so – this is an independent artist, man. You got to scrap, do what you can. But be careful about looking at the next man, seeing what he doing. Because a lot of times, yeah, it's a false narrative, bro. You know what I'm saying? These niggas ain't balling like that. Now, me, nigga, I'm broke. Let y'all know right now. That's why I be hitting y'all up about the Cash App. Now, granted, I may have to give y'all another Cash App. Because I think the name I've been giving y'all isn't accurate. I supposed to be $Enigma myself, but it may not be that. I'll go ahead and put it out there. Maybe $ENICH927. That's the original Cash App I use. I tried to switch it to Enigma myself, but apparently that isn't working. So anyway, y'all just hit me up. If you want to throw some dollars my way, I ain't trying to scam or scheme nobody, but it is what it is. Anyway, man, if you can get into these next tracks, since it's me and my hour and y'all listening to me and my voice, I'm going to play my music. So screw it. So we're going to hit y'all with Rap Scams, which I think is fitting. And then I'm going to hit you with We Out Here, because, again, it's fitting. Rap Scams, my man, Seth the MC. We Out Here, my man, JC, produced by my man, Outlaw Beats. But, matter of fact, both songs produced by Outlaw Beats, but also, too, my man, J. Cruz, you know what I'm saying, doing big things right now. He did the outro to We Out Here. So this is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby?
Yo, this is Loser Lab, and you listening to the Enigma September Hour. You got time.
Rap Scams. Rap Scams. Uh-huh. Rap Scams. Rap Scams.
One time.
Rap Scams.
For your mind. You know.
Rap Scams.
Enigma Self.
Rap Scams.
Yo. Yo, all I see is scams, schemes, two-bit hustlers. Your fake is blasted, I can't even stomach ya. I need an antacid, they making me sick. Trying to run game like a $2 trick. No daddy, you an orphan like Andy.
Enigma, are you okay?
I'm doing quite dandy, but fake rappers I know can't stand me. A hater is what they try to brand me. But I'm a man, see, I stand on my own. Whether in the booth or on the microphone. Gripping it like flies when I do shows. You should be fired, rocking over vocals. When me and Steps connect, bent and we push weight from here to Connecticut by the boatloads. And if you don't know, you better recognize I'm fraudulent MCs meet their demise. Like, yo, I'm telling you, all I see is rap scams. Orchestrate and fake beef, rap scams. Fake managers and promoters, rap scams. Not doing it for the culture, rap scams. Telling lies to these young kids, rap scams. Sell your soul just for a hit, rap scams. Ghostwriters all on your team, rap scams. One thing you won't get past me, rap scams. Yo, I'm telling you, all I see is rap scams. Orchestrate and fake beat, rap scams. Fake managers and promoters, rap scams. Not doing it for the culture, rap scams. Telling lies to these young kids, rap scams. Selling soul just for a hit, rap scams. Ghostwriters all on your team, rap scams. One thing you won't get past me, rap scams.
Fraudulent bars, most exotic of cars. They rapping all hard, but they dressing like bras. They mumble and lost, though humble they plot. Royal rumbled and jot. What numbs you in thought? What number you got? Ayo, the summer's too hot. Stuck in the black haze, they another two pop. Then another two shots for J's at the shoe spot. Beef over bars, hop out, shoot and pull off. Yo, that's all for an image, a series of bad decisions. Clearly ain't have to give in, nobody wanna listen. Benefit we couldn't give them, now they trapped in the system. Who ain't one of winning to love them from the beginning? White devil always grinning all day because he with it. He loves when black men give up and live the fiction. So he can fill the prisons, justify cops in the killing. They made it to the moon, the sky is not the limit. Listen,
yo, I'm telling you, all I see is rap scams. Orchestrate and fake beat, rap scams. Fake managers and promoters, rap scams. Not doing it for the culture, rap scams. Telling lies to these young kids, rap scams. Sell your soul just for a hit, rap scams. Ghostwriters all on your team, rap scams. One thing you won't get past me, rap scams. Yo, I'm telling you, all I see is rap scams. Orchestrate and fake beat, rap scams. Fake managers and promoters, rap scams. Not doing it for the culture, rap scams. Telling lies to these young kids, rap scams. Selling soul just for a hit, rap scams. Ghostwriters all on your team, rap scams. One thing you won't get past me, rap scams. 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 They see what we do.
yo, yo. Drinking so much, think I'm about to blow up in this hole. They don't even know I'm about to get up on these hoes. Got that liquor flowing in my bang like what a hoes. Talking that noise, they crazy. None of these hoes can play me. Rocking Levi's and polos, all you niggas can do is just praise me. Call me Messiah, as if T.I. done raised me. September Libras, yo, hate can't even faze me. Coke cash shit, man, we way out of pocket. You get mad in a way, you can stop it. Cause we bout to blow up like rockets. Pass them hoes like Malone and Stockton. These niggas bout to get mad
real quick.
Cause we won't ever give.
Nail she.
Cause your girl wants some
real deal.
And she bout to get it now.
Here, bitch.
Motherfuckers wanna be like everything they see. Well, it's obviously they can't be like E. Think myself when I rap, they don't wanna step to me when they see me up in these streets. Not saying I'm a thug, I'ma show love if you ever wanna show that shit to me. But if you wanna get fucked, I don't give a fuck, motherfucker, we can do this shit for free.
They see what we do.
Cause the way I play this game, I'm getting up, it's a call. And I need a freak too when I beat you. When I creep through, when the dress code always GQ. I got a cat laid back in his Cadillac. Superfly Mac, getting stacks in a minute flat. Real fact, cause I'm living the proof. 10 shots of the goose and the beast is loose. Word, cheese hot, and I got a foreign plot for reaching the G spot as a boost get knocked. Product of the round that you took with the crew. And you know how we do, cause the vibe's so true. Words like a purge when I surge with the nerves of ice. I'm prototype about to serve tonight. You heard me right? This is how I'm living my life. Cause I'm top like Spike, then it's on tonight. Tony Stark play part when I'm making this art. Yo, and but September told me rip it apart. Well, that's why I'm giving them hell. And I'm going back to Cali with a story to tell. In full detail about these Southern Bells. We'll be giving top well with brains ready for Yale. Bet you're feeling that like a boat of the Braille. Cool double JL when I'm rocking the bells. It's like that, I don't go another way. It's all just a game that a player gotta play. Haters gon' hate, and some will imitate. And life is good on the way to gas be great. Hey, this ain't no ordinary rap track. Cause I got a click that be looking like a rat pack. Putting up stats that are oh so rare. If you didn't know, yeah, we out here.
They see what we do. Liquor influence, vibing to this music. Why them hoes are choosing? So fuck y'all lame.
We got you.
Fuck y'all hoes.
We got you.
Fuck y'all lame.
We got you.
Fuck y'all hoes.
We got you.
They see what we doing. Liquor influence, vibing to this music. Why them hoes are choosing? So fuck y'all lame.
We got you.
Fuck y'all hoes.
We got you.
Fuck y'all lame.
We got you.
Fuck y'all hoes.
We got you.
They see what we doing. They see what we doing, what we out here, what we out here, what we out here, what we out here, what we doing,
we out here.
Got it, what we doing, they see what we doing,
that was what Enigma September, my man Seth the MC with Rap Scams, which I thought was fitting, as well as We Out You. Of course, your boy Enigma September, it's your man JC. The first song, Rap Scams, is on my EP, Super Enigma. The second song is on my first EP, Tales of a College Grad Nothing. You can find both those projects on your streaming apps. So, y'all make sure to check it out. We're going to go ahead and close this thing out, man. I appreciate any and everybody that's been, you know what I'm saying, stay tuned. Again, having issues with the YouTube, try to fix it, but you got the majority of the material, so y'all have fun with that. Be back next week. Shout out my man Sean Elazar in the building. So you guys stay tuned for that. Again, make sure you listen to the podcast. To my podcast listeners, make sure you check out YouTube videos at EnigmaSelp at youtube.com/EnigmaSelp927. And let me know. Again, yo, give me feedback. You hit me up on Twitter, EnigmaSelp9, is EnigmaSelp, the number 9. At me, let me know what's good. Instagram, EnigmaSelp. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/EnigmaSelp. Hit me up. Let me know what's good. I appreciate any and all feedback. And I'm willing to listen and try and improve this so you guys can really enjoy it. I'm trying to do it for y'all, man. You know what I mean? Trying to get y'all this content. Let me know, again, things you like, things you don't like. You want me to speak more about local music? Want me to speak more about, you know what I'm saying, mainstream hip-hop, underground hip-hop, whatever the issue or thing may be. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stay me, but I'm also willing to see what y'all like. So y'all feel free to hit me up. Again, it's interactive. I want to make this more interactive. So feel free to hit me up. Until then, again, shout out to Joe. Shout out to Pat. Give me the opportunity. I appreciate you guys. I will not be on the Underground Railroad this Saturday. I'm going out of town to see my mama and my sister in Orlando. So y'all pray for your boy whenever you hear this. Hopefully I should be heading back by the time you hear this. So, again, you know what I'm saying, prayers will be appreciated. Also, too, man, just want to give a big, big shout-out to my daughter, Mackenzie. Baby girl, I love you. If you ever hear these in the future, your daddy wasn't as ratchet as I sound on these podcasts. But just to let you know, your daddy loves you. Till then, man, I'm getting in my feelings, so I'm about to peace out. So y'all be cool, man. This is the EnigmaSelp Hour. You got time, playboy.
Yeah.
Barely easy. Super easy. Barely inconvenient.